Some of the people who voted yesterday in Wisconsin say they took a health risk to exercise their right to cast a ballot. Some medical experts say they worry that all the in-person voting may lead to a setback in the battle against the COVID-19 pandemic. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Outside the only polling place in Waukesha yesterday, voter Cheryl Pease listed her medical problems.
I had a heart attack 2 months ago. I have psoriasis throughout my body, so I'm compromised, so I shouldn't be out here, but doing my American duty.
Pease says even though she came to the polls, she would have preferred the election would have been delayed until the COVID pandemic has eased. She worries that if she got the disease, it could be fatal. Outside Hamilton High School in Milwaukee, voter Richard Stark expressed a similar concern about COVID-19. He said he was only voting in person because of a problem with getting an absentee ballot.
This is the first time and the only time, hopefully, I ever have to take my freaking life in my own hands to come do it. I'm 66. I smoked for 48 years. I get this stuff, I'm gone.
Across the state, hundreds of thousands of people went to the polls. But did the collective voting effort, which Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers tried to delay on Monday, make the COVID situation worse? Dr. Ben Weston of the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management told reporters that the best way to slow the spread of the disease is to have people stay home. He credits health departments for trying to make polling places safe.
But however hard you work on that process, we have thousands of people gathering in single places, and there is no doubt that that challenges the COVID efforts. There's no doubt that it is spreading disease.
Darren Rausch directs the health department in Greenfield. He says a lot of local health officers will be watching for an election-related COVID increase.
Something we're going to continue to monitor. We know the peak of disease is still on the horizon. We certainly hope that the elections don't create that blip, but certainly there's a likelihood that it has or will.
Rausch says any blip could come in the next few weeks. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.